This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The weight of silver, the strength of covenant. Israel, listen closely. The unraveling has begun. The signs multiply, the shadows lengthen, and the hand of Edom is plainly visible in the fracturing of this age. They offer illusions, glorify oppression, and build their empires upon the stolen inheritance of Jacob. For generations, the prophets have named this hour, and now, in our time, we witness the fulfillment of their warnings. We have allowed ourselves to become entangled in the economic web of Babylon, trading our birthright for a fleeting, illusory security. Digital chains are forged, centralized control tightens, and the mark of the beast manifests not in a physical brand, but in the acceptance of a system designed for our dependence. This isn't simply about finance. It's about sovereignty. It's about obedience to the covenant Yahuwah established with our fathers. Devarim 28 speaks plainly, "These shall be for a sign and a wonder unto thee, and unto thy children forever." The blessings promised for obedience, the curses for disobedience, these are not abstract concepts debated in ivory towers. They are unfolding before our eyes, woven into the very fabric of our economic reality. Edom's system, built on usury and exploitation, demands allegiance to a false god, the god of mammon, promising prosperity while delivering only debt and despair. And this constriction, this tightening grip on the sojourner, echoes Yirmiyahu's prophecy. Edom seeks to limit the space for Israel to breathe, to thrive, to fulfill the promise of restoration. They restrict movement, they control resources, they attempt to suppress the awakening remnant, even within the borders of nations where they claim to offer refuge. They believe they can contain the scattered seed, but Yahuwah's purposes are uncontainable. But even as Edom tightens its grip, cracks appear in the facade. Reports emerge of internal fractures, of conflicts brewing beneath the surface. Yeshayahu spoke of this long ago, a time when Edom's own foundations would crumble. We see it now in the orchestrated chaos, the political squabbles, the economic instability. They attempt to project strength, but their power is waning, their control slipping. And let us not be deceived by manufactured spectacles. The attempts to rebuild ancient temples, to resurrect sacrificial systems, these are stage props, Edomite misdirection designed to distract from the true work of restoration. Yahuwah does not require stone and blood. He requires a broken and contrite heart, a return to the covenant, a dedication to righteousness. The Red Heifer Program, the third temple preparations, these are diversions, attempts to control the narrative and usurp the authority of Yahuwah. But amidst the darkness, a call to economic liberation rises from the hearts of awakened Israel. Yahuwah is calling us to a different path, a path rooted in mutual support, in ethical trade, in a rejection of the Babylonian system. This is not a call to isolation, but to connection, to forging bonds with those who share our values, who understand the importance of covenant, who are committed to building a righteous society. We must reclaim our economic sovereignty, supporting businesses and initiatives that align with our principles. We must create alternative systems based on trust and transparency that empower Israel to thrive independently of Edom's control. This is a long-term undertaking, a generational shift, but it is a necessary one. Consider the recent reports of violence against Israel, even in places where they seek refuge. Consider the infiltration of legal systems by agents of Edom, working to suppress the truth and persecute the righteous. Zechariah warned us of this, that Israel would be targeted, that attempts would be made to silence the voice of the awakening remnant. But Yahuwah is not powerless. He is gathering his people, strengthening the scattered seed, preparing them for the great restoration. Even now, as the tempest of judgment descends upon Edom, witness the force of Super Typhoon Bavi impacting their outer reaches, a sign of Yahuwah's hand against exploitative systems. He is extending a hand to Israel, offering refuge and guidance. This is the hour for discernment, the hour to separate ourselves from the corruption of Edom, the hour to embrace the path of righteousness and economic liberation, the hour to prepare for the restoration of all things. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.